Yesterday we were talking about the first of the four guardian meditations to do Avekkha Bhavana, namely Buddha Anusati, recollection of the Buddha, or the quality, recollection of the quality of the Buddha, Buddha Anusati Bhavana. And out of several qualities of the Buddha, we touched on one quality, namely clear vision and virtuous conduct, or knowledge and conduct, called vicharacharana sampanna. When one possesses these two dual qualities, namely knowledge and conduct, then one is qualified to liberate others. If one has knowledge but no compassion, then one will not know how to liberate others, or save others, or help others. Not to mention, if one does not possess knowledge, that is, clear vision. Only when one possesses both these qualities, namely clear vision and virtuous conduct, or knowledge and conduct, because one possesses a basic conduct, especially one possesses great compassion. Through compassion, the teacher can warn all beings of harm, and at the same time exhorts them to do good. If one possesses knowledge, then one knows what is good and harmful. If one possesses compassion, one can warn them of harm and exhort them to do good. It is quite natural that disciples of such teacher enter on the good way instead of the bad way. We explained that yesterday. Today we shall continue with this topic. Out of this, when you are mentioning this quality of the Buddha, namely vicharacharana sampanna, clear vision and virtuous conduct, or knowledge and conduct, the Buddha works for the welfare of all beings because he is so filled with causes and effects. At this point, we will discuss the three kinds of accomplishments, or successes, or fulfillments, namely the accomplishment or fulfillment of the cause, called Hetu Sambara. And the second quality is Phala Sambara, the accomplishment of the result, or the effect. And the third one is Satupakara Sambara, the accomplishment of the benefit, accomplishment to benefit all beings. Out of these three samadhas, accomplishments, the first one is Hetu Samadha, accomplishment of the cause. Now Buddha fulfilled this cause with the practice of the spiritual perfections, beginning with the spiritual perfection of giving, or generosity, dana, in order to realize the knowledge of body, dana, enlightenment. And then this is accompanied with mahakaruna, great compassion. So because the Buddha possesses these two, Buddha Bodhisattva, the would-be Buddha, or Buddha to be, possessed these two qualities, he was able to fulfill this Hetu Sambara, accomplishment of the cause. Now, the Buddha to be has practiced these spiritual perfections since the time of the life of ascetic Sumedha. And he knew that all beings are subject to the existential sufferings, namely old age, disease, and death. Nobody wants to get old, but they get moment by moment, hour after hour. Nobody wants to get sick, but they do get sick. Nobody wants to die, but they die at last. Nobody can resist these existential sufferings. Nobody has the ability to avoid these sufferings. So he thought about it. So he thought that if there is suffering, there must be non-suffering, or freedom from suffering. If there is heat, there must be cold. If there is impurity, there must be purity. So in this way, he thought logically in this way. So he looked, he went in search of the ultimate peace, to be free from these existential sufferings. So he made a vow to go in quest of, for spiritual quest. In this way, he performed the spiritual perfections, beginning with the perfection of generosity, dana, in order to be free from existential sufferings. As the life of Buddha, he was not in possession of this vijacharana sanghana, the quality of virtuous conduct, clear vision and virtuous conduct. Although he possessed the padisankhana bala, the power of intellectual reasoning, but not yet bhavana bala, the power of mind development or meditation. He was just ordinary being, as at the time of the Bodhisattva or Buddha to be. Ordinary being, Puttujana. However, he had distinctive qualities. He was an extraordinary person, more extraordinary than others. So, in order to gain this omniscient knowledge, Advaita Jnana, and become enlightened with eradicating all kilesas together with the traces of them, he had to practice to realize this Arhata Jnana, knowledge of Arhantship. Only when he attained this, would he be able to gain this omniscient knowledge. And with the realization of the Arhata Megajnana, he came to possess other qualities, other knowledges, which a Buddha should possess, because he was able to eradicate all kilesas to the point of no return, so that he was fulfilled with all the knowledges that should be possessed by a fully enlightened Buddha. Because as a Bodhisattva would be Buddha, or Buddha to be, because he was not in possession of omniscient knowledge, he was not aware of what is harmful and what is good. He cannot differentiate between these two. Though he may have compassion, he was not able to differentiate between harm and good. He did not have that quality. However, he saw that he must strive to possess his omniscient knowledge, Sajjana Jnana, so that you'll be able to differentiate between what is harm and what is good. So in order to gain this omniscient knowledge, he started performing these spiritual perfections, beginning with the spiritual perfection of generosity. Because even if one has a compassion, if one does not possess omniscient knowledge, one cannot differentiate between what is harm and what is good. So one cannot guide the beings, cannot guide others to do good and to abstain from doing harm. So he himself had to strive. He taught himself that he had to strive to be free from all pilisas in order to realize this omniscient knowledge. Since the time of Buddha, although he was in possession of compassion in his own right, because he was not in possession of sarvajñāna, omniscient knowledge, he was not able to differentiate between good and harm, good from harm, and cannot guide others or liberate others to be free from harm. So he understood that he must possess these dual qualities, namely omniscient knowledge and great compassion. Then only he would be qualified or he would be able to liberate others. Hence, he started fulfilling spiritual perfections. And at last, he was totally fulfilled with the practice of the spiritual perfections, paramis. And with the practice, he was able to eradicate all defilements together with the traces of them, which had been all along his lifetimes, with the realization of Arhata Magga, the path of the Arahantship. And at last, he was able to possess all knowledges which a Buddha should possess. In this way, he gained the result of the causes. Such accomplishment of result is known as phala samadha, accomplishment of the result. Without this hetu samadha, accomplishment of the cause, there cannot be phala samadha, accomplishment of the result. Just like when one wishes to become a qualified surgeon or physician, one has got to study on the basics along the path of one's educational qualifications. Then at last one gets one passes the examinations, get a degree, and become a qualified surgeon or physician. Without going through all these prerequisites or preliminary things, one cannot become a qualified physician. Without the fulfillment of the cause and effect, or without the fulfillment of the causes, if one practices like a physician or surgeon, then one will be just a quack, not a real physician, not a qualified one. So too in the spiritual arena. To become a liberator or savior, one must fulfill, first of all, the accomplishment of the cause in order to reach the accomplishment of the result, palasamvara. If one pretends to be or tries to make oneself as palasamvara, trying to behave like that, and to one is trying to liberate others, save others without the fulfillment of the causes, then one cannot be said to be a qualified person. One will become a quack savior. So only when one has fulfilled these two things, the causes and effect or result, will one become the real savior or the real liberator. Without the fulfillment of these two qualities, the cause and the result, one cannot righteous for the welfare of all beings. If one is fulfilled with these qualities, then one will be able to benefit all beings. Such is Tathagata Sambara, the accomplishment to benefit all beings. Then only one will be respected and venerated by all, and one will have faith and confidence in such a person. As for the Buddha, he was fulfilled with these causes and effects, and he was able to benefit all beings. Out of 24 hours, he rested mostly a maximum 4 hours a day, and as for the remaining hours, he devoted them for the benefit of all beings continuously, possessing Mahakaruna with compassionate feeling, with the application of the omniscient knowledge of the Nidandana, using all available means to liberate the beings. It is not that the Buddha was fulfilled, Buddha had the motive to benefit others with the fulfillment of the causes and effect. It was even at the time of the Buddha to be, that is before the enlightenment of the Buddha, he had this motive, this idea to understand these Four Noble Truths by himself, and by understanding them, he would teach others to understand the Four Noble Truths. So it would be impossible, without oneself knowing the Four Noble Truths, to teach others to know the Four Noble Truths. Only when one knows by himself, by oneself, one can let others know the Four Noble Truths. And when one is teaching or giving teachings or exhorting others, one may be doing it for many reasons, such as to get fame or gains or become a celebrity. But in the case of the Buddha, it was not so. He had sincere motives, just to teach others Dhamma, for the sake of Dhamma. In this way, since the time of the would-be Buddha, or the Buddha to be, he had this kind of thoughts or determination, and with this motive, he performed the spiritual perfections to fulfillment. Thus he was able to accomplish these two things, Hetu Samara and Phala Samara. If one wishes to teach others, one must become qualified. First and foremost, one must become skilled in the knowledge. Without qualification, if one tries to teach others, then it will not be a good thing. It will be just an opportunist. In this connection, there are meditation centers all over the world with meditation teachers. It will be good if the teacher understands by himself or herself and teach others. It will be realistic that if the teacher is fulfilled with all the theoretical and practical aspects in order to become qualified to teach others, so that then there will be no wrong teachings, and this is something for the teachers to remember. One has to practice Satipatthana Bhavana and also be well versed in the theological aspects. Otherwise, it is not easy to teach others. Even if one knows the theoretical aspects, if one has not made it fulfilled properly, satisfactorily, also one will not be able to teach others. So one should possess these two things, namely the practice, satisfactory practice, and the theoretical aspects of the practice in order to teach others. Then the teacher will know as much as in his or her own right, then he or she will be able to transmit the knowledge or share the knowledge. He had made a vow, that is, Odo Mochia. By himself, he would free himself from the bondage of all defilements. Then he will liberate others from the bondage of all defilements. That was his vow. In a sense, he would free himself from the suffering as a result of these defilements. Then he would teach others so that others will become free from the bondage of the sufferings. Then that, in that case, it is impossible if one has not qualified with these accomplishments to say, if one says that one will liberate others so that others will be free from the bondage of sufferings. Another vow that the Bodhisattva, the Buddha, has made is Teno Dharyo. That is, he would cross this flood so that he will be free from the suffering of old age, disease and death to the other shore. Then after he has crossed, he would make others cross these four floods, namely the flood of sense desires, the flood of existence, the flood of view, wrong views, and the flood of ignorance, unknowing and knowing wrongly. So these are the four floods that one needs to cross. And the Buddha made a vow that he would strive to cross these four floods by himself and then make others cross these four floods. But with that objective, he practiced to free himself from all defilements by practicing the spiritual perfections. In the case of the Buddha, after he has fulfilled, or while he was fulfilling these objectives, he did not have a motive that he would only save those who are devoted to him. He would not save those who are not devoted to him. He would pull them down to the states of loss. There was no such idea, no such objective. There was no motive like this. Instead, he had this balanced attitude. He was not biased. He was not partial in helping or working for the welfare of others, whether they are devoted to him or not. Now, such is the distinctive feature of the Buddha. In the case of Buddha, since the time of his Bodhi Buddha, life of the Bodhi Buddha, he had this motive to liberate others, so that he practiced all perfections until he became fulfilled with these perfections. But by this of Siddhivrana Bhavana, he was able to be fulfilled with the practice and was able to eradicate all defilements such as craving, aversion, delusion, all the three kinds of defilements, namely gross form of defilement, medium, refined form of defilement, which had been with him all along his lifetimes. He was able to realize his four noble truths, namely understanding the truth of suffering, dukkha satya, what is to be understood, abandoning what is to be abandoned, namely samudaya satya, the truth of the origin of suffering. He was able to realize the extinction, the truth of extinction of suffering, nirodha satya, and he was able to develop what should be developed, namely magga satya, the truth of the path leading to the extinction of suffering. In this way, he was able to realize the Four Noble Truths, and hence he was able to teach others, as is given by this expression, Bodhaya Dhammanti Seti. After he had known these Four Noble Truths, he taught these Four Noble Truths to others, so that others will understand, others will realize these Four Noble Truths, that is, the truth of suffering, truth of origin, and so on. And he preached these things. He taught all beings, as he had made vows previously, without expectation of any gain, fame, celebrity, and his purpose was very clear. In the case of Buddha, since the time of his Pubi Buddha, life as a Pubi Buddha, he had this motive to liberate others, for that he practiced all perfections until he became fulfilled with these perfections. By the practice of Satipatthana Bhavana, he was able to be fulfilled with the practice, and was able to eradicate all defilements, such as craving, aversion, delusion, all the three kinds of defilements, namely gross form of defilement, medium, refined form of defilements, which had been with him all along his lifetimes. He was able to realize his Four Noble Truths, namely understanding the truth of suffering, dukkha satya, what is to be understood, abandoning what is to be abandoned, namely samudaya satya, the truth of the origin, truth of the origin of suffering. He was able to realize the extinction, the truth of the extinction of suffering, nirodha satya, and he was able to develop what should be developed, namely magga satya, the truth of the path leading to the extinction of suffering. In this way, he was able to realize the Four Noble Truths, and hence he was able to teach others, as is given by this expression, Bodhaya Dhammanti Seti. After he had known the Four Noble Truths, he taught these Four Noble Truths to others, so that others will understand, others will realize these Four Noble Truths, that is, the truth of suffering, truth of origin, and so on. And he preached these things. He taught all beings, as he had made vows previously, without expectation of any gain, fame, celebrity, and his purpose was very clear. After knowing the Four Noble Truths, he preached to all beings, so that all beings will understand the Four Noble Truths, with compassionate feeling, with the application of this omniscient knowledge, Satyajnana, so that beings will know what they should know, or beings will realize what they should realize. If one does not know the truth, one will know wrong things. leading to wrong clinging to wrong things, leading to wrongdoing by body, speech, and mind, which may lead to suffering, excessive suffering, and so on. So with compassionate feeling, he preached these teachings, Desana, with Desana knowledge, with the knowledge of exposition. As for the yogis, they are practicing meditation. Now, the yogis in the body are this rising and passing away phenomena, natural phenomena. They are known as dukkha sajja, the truth of suffering. When one sees, when the yogis see things, then they are also dukkha sajja. When yogis hear this, that, and so on, all these consciousness things are dukkha sajja, the truth of suffering. Noting rising and falling is knowing the truth of suffering. Knowing the stiffness, tension, movement, which are the natural phenomena with rising and falling. They are knowing the material aspect of the truth of suffering, rupa, dukkha, sajja. And knowing them is nama, dukkha, sajja. The mental aspect of the truth of suffering. So these two things are known. That is material aspect and the mental aspect of the truth of suffering. In this way they are knowing them fully or discerning them while they are watching the abdomen and noting rising and falling. By aiming, taking an aim at the object energetically, they are knowing these two things, namely the material truth of suffering, or physical truth of suffering, and mental truth of suffering. In this way, they are set to understand them in their own right. Of course, they have to continue to practice, to watch them, so that they will know better and better. In this way, by knowing them, or by noting them, knowing them, there will be no attachment to the object noted. And they will not be attached to other objects as well. So that these attachment has no chance of there's no chance of you becoming attached to these objects. In this way, you are said to be abandoning the origin of suffering, the mudra sajja. So, by knowing the truth of suffering, you are abandoning the origin of suffering. At the same time, at that moment, you are overcoming ignorance, which is made up of ordinary unknowing and knowing wrongly. In this way, this ignorance is said to be overcome. They cease to exist temporarily or momentarily, such as realizing the extinction of suffering, Nirodha Satya. So in the noting mind, if one analyzes this noting consciousness, you will be able to divide them into three main sections, namely sati, seka, mindfulness, the training of mindfulness, or the training of the mindfulness group, and samadhi, khanda, concentration group, and pinya khanda, wisdom group, which constitute the Eightfold Path. And in this way, you are developing what should be developed, namely the noble eightfold path. In this way, by watching or practicing the mindfulness to know the dukkha satya, the truth of suffering, you are accomplishing other truths, namely the mudra satya, the truth of the origin, the truth of origin of suffering, nirodha satya, the truth of the extinction of suffering, and megha satya, the truth of the path leading to the extinction of suffering. In this way, by doing one thing, you are accomplishing all four things at the same time. Such is realizing the Four Noble Truths. As this question goes, Bodo Sobhava, knowing the Four Noble Truths in the beginning, the Buddha is fulfilled with the Buddha knowledge. Then with compassionate feeling, he preached the Dhamma because he realized the Phalasambhava, accomplishment of the result, namely Sabhijita Jnana, omniscient knowledge. When one is fulfilled with the accomplishment of the effect, that means one is fulfilled with the accomplishment of the cause. That is practically understood. So as the expression goes, Bodhaya, as he had made a vow previously, he wanted all beings to know the Four Noble Truths. With this, he preached the Four Noble Truths so that to convince all beings of the Four Noble Truths, thus achieving its purpose. In this way, Dhammang Desiti is teaching the Dhamma, preaching the Dhamma with compassionate feeling, such as benefiting all beings, such as the fulfillment of the third accomplishment, namely Satipakara Samara, the accomplishment of benefiting all beings. In this way, he was able to possess these three accomplishments, namely Hetu Samara, accomplishment of the cause, Phala Samara, accomplishment of the result, and Satipakara Samara, accomplishment of the benefit to all beings. So in this way, understanding this, that we should be able to have faith in the quality of the Buddha. That's all for today.